Hello. Thank you very much for stopping by to A Word with the Lord Ministries. This is a ministry that focuses on teaching the principles of prayer. Prayer being that wonderful gift, that wonderful privilege that God has given us. And today we're going to start our lesson talking about understanding the fact that prayer is a vehicle that gets us into the throne room of God, gets us before God. And so the topic that I'd like for us to consider this morning is the underused vehicle to the antidote. And we'll talk some more about that, but welcome. Make yourself comfortable, and let's just go before the throne of God. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we're so thankful to you. We are thankful, O God, that you've given us this wonderful privilege of prayer, an opportunity, O God, to come before your face, to speak with you, O God, about the things that concern us. You invite us, O God. You said, come, let us reason together. And so, God, here we are. Oftentimes, oh God, we're not sure what to say. The issues of life, the concerns of life are sometimes so heavy that we're unsure, God. But we're thankful to you that you invite us anyhow. So we come before you now, and as we open your word, and as we learn about the principles of prayer, Holy Spirit, we invite you this morning that you will come and that you will be our counselor. I pray, oh God, that you will be our teacher. Help us to understand, oh God, how to pray those effectual and fervent prayer, those prayers that bring about your preordained results. Results in our lives. Thank you, O God, for those who are listening. I pray that you will touch all of our hearts and help us, O God, to understand what you want us to understand today. God, we're committing to you this time. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Again, I welcome you. Prayer is what God has given us to communicate with him. And for a backdrop, what I'd like to for us to focus on this morning is 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive sins, forgive their sin, and heal their land. This translation is a CSB. Here it is, we see God inviting us. He's given us an outline, and we're not going to develop this text today. We simply want to use this as a backdrop to say that God is inviting us to prayer, and he's giving us the outline as to how we can do that effectively. So as we focus on our topic today, it talks about the underused vehicle to the antidote. And I'm a nurse by background, so of course I'm using antidote. You know that antidote is something that is given in medicine to counteract a poison, to take care of something that has gone wrong. And what we know is God is who we need. God is our antidote. He is the one who can help us. He can heal us. He can deliver us. He can save us. He provides for us. That is to say that he has every single thing that we need. But we have to get to him. And what he's given us is the way to get to him. And it is this concept of prayer. Prayer is communication with God. Prayer is the way that we access the throne room of God. First, let me say, as soon as we start talking about prayer, there are a lot of us who start feeling guilty So then we start going on a guilt trip. This is not for you to enter into a paralyzing space of regret. It is certainly not cause for you to get on like a speeding train to the land of condemnation. That's not what this is all about. We all struggle with inconsistencies in our prayer lives. There is always room for us to grow and to improve when it comes to activating the power of prayer in our lives. Life, in general, it comes with countless ailments, struggles, problems in our homes, with our families, in our personal lives. We navigate through these issues on a regular basis, doing the very best that we can do. In recent months, and with ongoing persistence, while navigating the regular issues of life, we experienced the ushering in of a demanding set of blustering and damaging corona-related devastating health storms. These storms have moved through households, through communities, through cities, and all across the nations, hammering some like a tsunami, while leaving death and pain and grief and loss at every kind of devastation you can think of. It's loss of jobs, it's loss of connection, we can't get together with family members. There are all kinds of struggles as a result of what's going on. It has been overwhelming, unbearable even for the masses, and have brought a full stop to life as we know it. This devastation have left people, with some worse than others, in despair. The focus and direction of our lives and living have changed, and it's still changing. The search and research for an antidote is feverishly on the way. But we also know of another antidote, not one that is chemically based. We know one who's supernaturally based. That is the antidote that I'm talking about today. God speaks to us in His Word about the realities of life. From the out the gate, He tells us, you will have suffering, tribulation, and distress in this world. But He says to us, be courageous, be confident, be undaunted. I have conquered the world. John 16, verse 33. So what do we do? And how do we access this antidote of safe haven and peace for provision and protection in these out of control waters of life? How do we find this confidence and courage and conquering strength that God speaks of in the face of such disappointment? Where do we go? And how do we get there? What does it mean when we pray? There will be several lessons that we'll be talking about. We're in no hurry. We're going to talk about these principles, the things that we need to apply, the things that we need to focus on when we go to God in prayer. There are many types of prayers. There are many ways to pray. There are absolutely a whole lot of reasons why we should pray. Prayer can be public. It can be private. We pray for ourselves. We pray for others. We call that intercession. Sometimes we have to pray about praying. That we're going to discuss at another lesson. Yes, we pray about praying. If God has the blueprint on our lives, if God has a preordained plan, and he says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I have a plan for your future. I have a plan for your success. I have a plan for where I want you to go. That is to say that we have to be able then to speak with God, learn from God, hear from God, in order for us to understand, who am I? What has God created me for? What is my purpose? How do I get there? What are the tools that I need? That is where prayer comes in. Sometimes we have to ask God, like Jesus' disciples asked him. He says one day Jesus was praying, so they were observing him pray. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. And that is a subject that we will also be covering. And that is in Luke chapter 11, verse 1. It is true that sometimes when we pray, it feels like we're hitting a brick wall and that nothing is happening. Sometimes there is a sense of helplessness and hopelessness because we are focused on what we're feeling at the time, about what's going on around us. But it is not for us, when it comes to prayer, to figure out what the prayer is doing. What God has asked of us is to simply pray. Pray the word of God. Pray in faith. Pray believing. In Hebrews, it tells us that those who come to God in prayer must believe that he is, that he is God. So we first have to believe that he is God. And then we also must believe that God Almighty is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we come to God, we're not going to the doctor, to a friend, to a neighbor. We are going to the one true and living God, Almighty God, who is omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. We are going to God who is omniscient, meaning he's all wise. We are going to God who is omnipresent. It means that he is here, he's there, and he's everywhere. So sometimes when we have to pray for others, they might not be right next to us. They may not be in our church. They may not be in our house. They may be across the state. But because we know that God is able, because he's omnipresent, and he is God, and there's nothing that is impossible with him, we can go to him, and we can pray, and we can believe that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Our focus in prayer, no matter how dark, is always to be on God, the Almighty, because he can intervene, and he promises to intervene at a moment's notice. In Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21, it says, now unto him who is able, this is one of my favorite scriptures, and you'll hear me say that about every scripture that I will read, because from Genesis to Revelation, that's my favorite scripture. Amen. And so in this scripture, it says, now unto him, God, the Almighty God, the all-powerful God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above anything and everything that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. In him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. And there's an amen in that scripture. Praise God. We focus on his power. We focus on his word. We focus on his will. We are to hold on to him and trust him. God is not on our timetable. The prayers that we pray never die. They don't retire. Amen. We are to ensure that we are walking. Now here is a principle. Here is an essential of prayer. We have to make sure that we are walking in alignment with his word by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his Holy Spirit. We'll talk about this also. Because in order for us to go to him, when his disciples asked, he started out with the disciples by saying, when you pray, say this. And he says, our Father. That is to say that God is your Father and that you're in relationship with him. And so to go to him and to say our Father, he has to be our Father. And the way that we go and call him Father is by way of his Son, Jesus Christ, inviting him into our hearts. He is a Savior of the world. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He came as our intercessor, and he is still interceding on our behalf. And so there is a way that we go to God. I think the young people nowadays, they say, you can't just roll up on God just any old kind of way. That is to say, there is a principle and there is a way. It is to be in relationship with him where you can truly call him Father. And when you go to your Father through Jesus Christ our Lord, he promises to hear and to answer your prayer. The reassurance is in his word. In John 14:14, it says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Prayer is how we communicate with God, as I've said. Prayer is your voice that is going in the ear of God. And prayer lives there for as long as God's ears are open. Prayer is that very important vehicle. We can think of it that way. A vehicle that transforms us, transfers us, causes us to travel. Prayer is that vehicle. We get down on our face before God, or if we're standing or kneeling or laying, and we get into the vehicle of prayer, and it takes us into the throne room of God. He tells us to come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. It is how we pour out our hearts of concerns to him, because he's always waiting. God encourages us by saying to us in his word, he says, call to me and I will answer you. He assures us that he rewards those, we mentioned that before, who diligently seek him. God works through the prayers of his people, as we read in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, if we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then... And we have a lot of healing that needs to happen. We need emotional healing. We need spiritual healing. We need physical healing. We need marriage healing, relationship healing, financial healing, marital healing. We need parenting healing. We need healing in the church. We need healing in the world. There is everywhere something going on where the antidote needs to be applied, where God needs to bring healing in the lives of people. And he's able to do that if we go to him. God's response and or his timing, again, is often not, you know, he's not studying us, as they would say sometimes. God has a plan, and his timing is wrapped up in that plan. His divine response comes from his divine wisdom and his preordained plan for our lives. He's never late. There are some of you who are struggling and suffering, and God knows it. He's accessible to you. You, from the place you may not even be able to breathe a word that you're struggling so much, but if you turn your eyes to him, if you turn your heart to him, if you cry out, even if it's in silence to him, he promises to hear you. He promises to show up. He promises to heal the land. He's always on time. But remember, he had already prepared us by saying, in this world, we are going to have all those things that I mentioned, struggles and issues and pain and loss and grief. He said, you're going to have. He said, but take courage. And that's what going to the Word of God is. The Word of God is the bread of heaven. There is life in the Word of God. And as we take in the Word of God, he says, I send my word to heal. As we take in his word, and as we believe, and as we allow the Holy Spirit to act on the Word of God in us, he's able to transform us. He's able to comfort us. He's able to give us that peace. That one, the peace that passes all understanding. The peace that causes you to smile in the middle of your storm. He keeps us. I don't know about you, but I want it to be where my very core of who I am is always reaching for God. Even when it looks like every single thing is falling down around me. Because in his hands, we are safer than anywhere else. Praise be to God. When there doesn't seem to be a way out, I've heard it said that God will always find a way in. So trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I mean every inch, every ounce of it. Trust him. Believe him. Know that he is God. It is he who hath made us. He cares about us so much so that he sent his son. He loves us and wants the best for us. Wherever you are, whatever is going on in your life, if you don't know God, this God that I'm talking about, the God of Genesis to Revelation, in order to access the power, in order to access all that God has for you. And I'm not saying that we can't be successful if we're not in God, because there are plenty of people who are not in God who are successful. But I'm talking about real success. If that's what you would want, And the biggest success that we can have is that when we leave this earth, that we go home to glory to be with Him for all eternity. Because this life is temporary. Speaking of traveling, we are travelers. This earth is not our home. And so, yes, we are suffering. There's a lot that's going on. But God is able to keep us as we travel on this journey. If you don't know Him, just look to Him even right now and say, Lord, I've heard about You, but I don't know You as my Lord and Savior. I know that You are God. I know You died for me, and I would like to have a relationship with You. Could You please forgive me of my sins? Jesus, come into my heart and stay. Holy Spirit, abide with me so that I can learn of You. And if you have prayed that prayer, believe in your heart that God heard that prayer. You thank Him for it. Get a Bible. Find someone that you know who are folks who are worshiping God, walking in the promises of God, in the will of God, and talk to them about it. Let them know that I prayed that prayer. It's called, they call it the sinner's prayer. But I prayed the prayer to ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And I want to grow in Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I ask You to make Your way into the minds and hearts and homes and families and communities, Lord, where they may be feeling imprisoned and restricted for a whole lot of different reasons. God, in Your omnipresence, You can show up. Lord, sometimes the journey of life is overwhelming, and it is dark that we can't even see clearly, but God, You're able to enter in. Would You enter in today into the lives of folks who are struggling and suffering, where they may feel that they cannot come out, go in, God. Be their divine escort, Lord. Thank You that You promise in Your word that You are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank You that You are the very light in all the dark places in our world, in our hearts, and in our minds, and in the lives of people. Father, so many are going through such rough times right now. All the pressures of life, God. And I pray in Jesus' name that You would have come alongside them and help them to realize that when it seems impossible to us, there is nothing that is impossible with You. And if we trust in You, yes, we still might feel the pain and struggle of life, but that You are able to walk with us. So, Lord, I pray that You will give a divine understanding of who You are and the love that You have for us, oh God. I pray those who are struggling with physical health that You will bring healing. Your word tells us You are the divine and You are the great physician. And just like the doctors in the hospitals make rounds, oh God, I pray that You would make Your supernatural rounds and that You would write Your own divine prescriptions and antidotes for those who are suffering, oh God. Give them rest in You. Heal their land, oh God, personally, physically, financially, emotionally, whatever the ailment may be. I pray that they will come to know You and experience You as their divine antidote, Lord. I pray, oh God, that You will take their faith and that You would expand it in such a way that the struggles of life cannot stamp it out, but that it will be rooted and grounded in You. In Your omnipresence, Lord, continue to visit them in a very supernatural way. Lord, I ask this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. And God, I believe that you are touching, that you are healing, that you are restoring, that you are delivering right now. God, I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Reach out to us if you need some support, some help. You can find us at awordwiththelord.com. And we'll be happy to come alongside you, pray with you. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to leave it. And we'll be in touch. God bless you.